Blog Talk Radio.
Our mission is to invest and utilize given talents and skills to create better families and communities. I do trust and hope that on today, you are living a productive day, you are living a positive day, and you are living a life empowered. I thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to today's podcast. It's going to be a very interesting subject today, I believe, and it's going to be a very powerful subject because we're going to talk about simply words. The power of words. And how do we use those words? Do we use them to help or do we use them to hurt others? Words are singularly the most powerful force available to you. To use words of encouragement or destructively using words of despair. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. Those are the words of Yehuda Berg. And a very interesting statement because it says it's singularly the most powerful force available to humanity. So that means that words are stronger than any weapons you can think of, any weapons of mass destruction, any guns, any bombs, any nuclear devices. Words are stronger than that. And so the question becomes again, how are we using words? Are we lifting people or are we not? Are we encouraging people or are we not? I guess the first question that I should probably ask is, do you truly understand the power of words? Do you understand the influence that you have on individuals? And not just from a positional perspective, not just as a supervisor or a manager or as a parent, but even as peers. Have you watched a small group of kids and one kid does something and so the rest of them do the same thing? They're not necessarily in any positional authority higher than the other. They can all be the same age. But by an activity or by words, they now have leveraged their influence, and others are yet following and repeating that behavior. And so you see at a very young age that words are powerful and actions are powerful and influence is very powerful. The other thing that's very interesting about this statement is that it says words have energy and power. Words have energy and power. So there's actually a force that's behind words. A spirit, for lack of a better word, behind words. And actually, when you think about it, absolutely. When you think about the tone of how a statement is delivered, when you think about the context in which a statement is delivered in. Now, immediately, I think there's a commercial out that I see on TV pretty often, and it's the State Farm insurance commercial. And you have two different scenarios, but throughout the commercial, they are using the exact same words. And so you have a teenager who gets a brand new car or gets a new car, and then you have a middle-aged working adult who had a issue with the car. The exact same words are used, but in completely different contexts, and they convey completely different types of energy and power. So I encourage you to go out and check out that State Farm commercial. It's actually very entertaining. I've loved it since I first seen it. And I guess it's probably been out about 3 or 4 months now, but I still see it and I still get very entertained by the commercial because they use the exact same words. I can't believe it. You're kidding me. Shut up. Exact same words. But the power and the energy is completely different. And so now that we've talked a little bit about power and we've conveyed that it has energy and power and that it has words have the ability to help and hinder, hurt, build individuals, what does that mean for us? What responsibility does that rely? What responsibility does it give us as individuals concerning our words? It gives us quite a bit of responsibility. And as a result of that, we have to make sure that we're speaking in such a way that respect is being shown. We have to speak in such a way that we are building others rather than tearing them down. We have to speak in such a way that even when we are providing constructive criticism, it's only to make individuals better, not to intentionally create harm. And we have to do it in such a way that they know that they are safe in growing with us. Because why else will we correct someone? It's to make them better. Why else will we chastise someone to help them grow? Why else would we, why else would we do it? And I know that there are instances that we have to give and share bad news as well, but those are especially the times that we should have a heart of compassion and a heart of empathy and to make sure that when we're sharing and when we're having difficult conversations and we're having leadership building conversations and for your development conversations, that they know that you have their best interest in mind. That it is not your purpose to see them fail. It is not your goal to see them as losers. It is not your goal to make them look bad. And here's the truth. Sometimes people do feel better about themselves when they make others look bad. Or feel bad. Here's the truth. There are times when we feel like people have wronged us in such a way that the best retaliation to them would be to embarrass them with words, to embarrass them and to make them look like the smaller person with the things that come out of our mouth. But nobody wins in those instances. I like to say this: if you lie, you don't win, and I don't win. And if I catch you in a lie, you don't win, I don't win. Nobody wins. So there is no winner in using words callously. There is no winner in hurting other people. There is no win in making others feel less than. There is no win in that at all. And so the win is when you can take the strength of another person and the strength of yourself and collaborating and bringing it together to grow and make both of you better. That's where you win at. The win is when you take your $5 and your friend's $5 and you put it together and you can make a whole meal for dinner as opposed to you having a little bit and that other person having just a little bit. There's no win in that. And so because words have so much power, it's important that we're mindful of how we use that power. It's important that we are mindful of how we use the words that are coming out of our mouth. We have to be purposeful in our thoughts, in our thought processes, in our words, and in our deeds. And here's the thing, we don't always feel like saying the nice thing. We don't always feel like being and literally have the conversation with yourself. Yeah, me. However, I will deliberately be extra nice. I will deliberately show extra kindness to this individual, and I have to consciously do it. It's very easy to use nice words and positive words and endearing words when people have not done anything to you, when things are going your way, when life feels like all sunshine and flowers. But when we get into the storms of life and rain and tornadoes and floods and all of that, that's when we have to be deliberate to use. So there was a disconnection during the show, so I'm not exactly sure where we were disconnected at, but let me just double back just a little bit. It's easy to use positive words when there is sun shining, there is flowers blooming, and life is great. However, when the difficulties of life occur, the rain and the storms, we have to be deliberate and purposeful in using positive words, words of encouragement and words of motivation, not only to yourself, but to others during those times. And so I want you to do this. I want you to be purposeful. I want you to consciously say positive things, because we know that words are a very powerful force, and they have this energy to help and to heal, or to hinder and to hurt. I think also Nelson Mandela, who opposed South African apartheid, he understood the power of words. And although he's so frequently quoted today, we actually could not use his words. They could not be quoted while he was in prison because of fear of repercussion. So words are just that powerful. And so the last thing that I want to talk about here, though, is not only what is said, but what is also believed. And when we talk about the energy and the power of words, that's how we convince people, because we speak with such enthusiasm, such confidence, such assurity that what we're saying is accurate, that people buy in and believe them. But you get to make the choice. You get to make the choice of what you believe and what you know and what you hear. And so I encourage you to use the power of your words wisely. Thank you so much for taking time out this day. www.celestecoffee.com. I am offering mastermind workshops, individual coaching, as well as workshop facilitation. Feel free to reach out to me at 414-939-LECS or 414-939-5327. Thank you so much, and don't forget to live life empowered. Take care. Goodbye.